We have some news and info here from the British Parliament looking at this referendum on the new sort of proposed voting system, which will be used to elect MPs to the House of Commons. The first UK-wide referendum since 1975 will be held on the 5th of May 2011 on changing the voting system to elect MPs to the House of Commons. In order to vote in the referendum, you will need to be registered to vote. The deadline for registering to vote in the referendum is the 14th of April. The Parliamentary Voting System and Constituencies Act 2011 provides for a UK-wide referendum to be held on the 5th of May 2011 on changing the voting system for electing MPs to the House of Commons. The following question will be on the referendum ballot paper. At present, the UK uses the first-past-the-posts system to elect MPs to the House of Commons. Should the alternative vote system be used instead? There's a video you can look at the official Parliament website, which has been produced by the Electoral Commission to explain the two voting systems. Under First Past the Post, a voter puts a cross, an X, next to their preferred candidate on a ballot paper. Ballot papers are then counted, and the candidate that has received the most votes is elected. Under the alternative vote, a voter ranks candidates in order of preference by marking 1, 2, 3, and so on, next to the names of the candidates on the ballot paper. A voter can rank as many or as few candidates as they like, or just vote for one candidate. Ballot papers are then counted by using the first preference votes, i.e. those with the number 1 marked next to the name. If a candidate receives more than 50% of the first preference votes, then they are elected. If no candidate reaches this 50% threshold, then the candidate with the fewest first preference votes is eliminated. The second preference votes are then reallocated. If you think it's difficult to read this, never mind, understand it. Reallocated to the remaining candidates. This process is repeated until one candidate reaches the 50% threshold and is then elected. A referendum asks you to vote yes or no to a proposal. You show your choice by putting a cross, an X, in the yes or no box on the ballot paper. Put a cross in only one box or your vote will not be counted. So, all the votes will be cast around the UK. They'll be counted from 4 p.m. on the 6th of May and the results are then declared. If more people vote yes than no, the alternative vote system will be used for future elections to the House of Commons. If more people vote no than yes, then the first-past-the-post system will continue to be used and we will basically have the same system we've always had. So some interesting things there. Your thoughts can be left on our Twitter page, twitter.com/English Radio. You can now, if you want, if you wish to comment on our episodes, you can leave an audio boo comment on our audio boo page. Go to audioboo.fm/English Radio, find the episode you want to comment on, and you can leave your own audio message. It's all this modern technology. I think it's splendid indeed.